Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mystery thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Truth Behind the Lie by Sarah Lovestone. Published in English in 2019 by Minotaur Books, today's book is about missing children, secrets, and trauma. Penilla's six-year-old daughter has gone missing, and for some reason contacting the police is not an option. Instead, she answers a strange ad in the newspaper and engages a private detective. The detective, Kuplan, is not at all what she expected. A man who barely looks out of his teenage years, he's an Iranian refugee living in Sweden, hiding from the authorities but in need of money. Kuplan is determined in his new career as a detective and begins in earnest to unravel the case of the missing little girl. He scours the area where she disappeared and interviews Penilla over and over again. Guided by Google in the best methods for investigating, he probes into Penilla's world while also keeping one eye out for the police. He also has his contacts in Stockholm's underground of illegal immigrants and crime, and he begins to follow a lead into the grubby world of child trafficking. But what is Penilla hiding from him? Why couldn't she simply go to the police to report her daughter missing? And why does her story not quite add up? The Truth Behind the Lie is not your average Scando crime novel. It's a beautifully written, unusual, character-centred mystery without a policeman or woman in sight. The detective Kuplan is scared yet determined, in hiding but wanting to help and make a place for himself in a new country. He's drawn back to the trauma of his past in Iran, mourning for his brother, as he lives in the margins of a strange new place. He's methodical and caring as he gradually unpeels the truth about this case. Penilla, the child's mother, is equally as complex. There are gaps in her story, times she claims she can't remember, and sometimes she fails to answer even the simplest of questions about her daughter, like who is the child's father? What dragged me through this story was the nagging question of why she didn't want to go to the police when she thought her child had been kidnapped. This simple question created tension enough to completely engross me in the book. The book is also about memory and coping with trauma. And while Kuplan has chosen to flee to Sweden, with limited choices of course, the story also follows other people who live under the radar in Sweden. Those who never chose to leave their home countries, the trafficked women and children brought in by organised crime gangs to work as prostitutes. But the truth behind the lie is not all doom and gloom. Together Kuplan and Penilla find healing in the investigation, and the final twist is still reeling around inside my mind. So if you like mysterious questions, complex characters, gritty underworld and the fine line between truth and lies, I recommend The Truth Behind the Lie by Sarah Lovestone. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.